Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, musician and comedian Jesse Johnson. That was sick.
My own fanfare, is that okay?
Holy smokes. I like that. How long you been playing?
Like 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
And I just found out, dude, because I was looking at your phone number, Arizona.
Yeah, 40.
Oh, we got love for Arizonians here.
Yeah, you went to ASU, right?
It was all a blur. It was in the 90s. I remember setting foot on the campus of Arizona State in the 90s. And just noticing, oh my God, it was in August. August. It was like 120 degrees. I was just like, did I make the right school choice?
Yeah, you got to have a pool or access to a pool.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was all a blur. I don't remember what I majored in. I was there for about 8 years.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, it was a blur. But thank God I found, like, my kin there.
Yeah, you got
I found my group of skaters. Like, there was, because I was like, when I was there, I'm like, people don't realize, like, college is, like, just kind of like high school, but on a bigger form.
Sure.
Like, there's a like the frat, you know, the fraternities, those are like the cool, you know?
Yeah.
It was like segregated. It was like weird.
It's like prison, too.
It is.
You found the skateboarders. You stick with them.
Yeah.
If anyone gives you trouble, you're with the boarders.
Exactly. Yeah. And it took me a while to find them because I didn't get along with my initial roommate.
Oh, you know, dorm?
It was at Manzanita off University, you know, kind of yeah. University and Mill. You know that area.
Yeah, AZ so
was,
Mills, right?
Yeah, rural. So yeah. Rural University, then Mill Avenue.
Right. Yeah, and you were in like the bro-y bar. Like,
the bro-y, yeah, bro-y
like,
part.
It's party city. Tempe.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Tempe's where you party. Like Scottsdale's where you party if you got money.
If you got money. Yeah. And I didn't realize that it was just a learning curve. I was like, what the hell? Where am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then everything's so close. So I'm sure you experienced Phoenix and Mesa and
yeah,
Gilbert.
Yeah, Encanto. And then my yeah. parents had a store near that, like we discussed, by the Mervins
yeah.
on Alma School.
Alma School and Elliot.
Yeah, Alma yeah. School and Elliot, where that
I got all my clothes growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to go there all the time.
We could have been shopping at the same time.
You used to go there?
Yeah. But
they
I
had
was,
some cool
yeah.
stuff there.
Yeah, that store rocked. And then it's closed down now, R.I.P.
It is closed. Yeah. Rest in peace. So do you remember, back then, the cool spot was Mill Avenue.
Yeah, Mill was cool. I partied there when I turned 21.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Where did, because there was,
because it's all bars.
It was all bars.
Yeah.
Back then there was, I remember there was a Hooters.
Yeah.
I worked at P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, I've been there.
I was a bar back busser.
Oh, that's X anywhere you're working.
They fired me.
Good for you. Yeah. Get out of there. You don't need P.F. Chang's.
Do you remember Saki's?
P.F. Chang's.
Do you remember Saki's?
Saki, like Saki Bombers? Or?
No, there was P.F. Chang's on the corner, but near the movie theater.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It was a sushi restaurant.
Okay, so you went from P.F. Chang's.
No. I got fired. Hold up. I got fired at Saki's.
Oh, God.
And then immediately, I'm like, I'm going to join the opposing team.
Yeah.
I'm going to P.F. Chang's. So I got fired at both. Do you remember Lemon and Rural or Orange?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That Circle K near Lemon.
Yeah.
I worked there, too.
At the Circle K?
At the Circle
K. Oh, my gosh. How was that? I can't imagine working at a Circle K.
Graveyard shift.
Yeah. Like the weirdest people coming in.
What?
Weirdest people coming in. Yeah.
That's when I discovered what beer runs were.
Oh, right. Right before 2 a.m. Did you get like a rush? Because I worked
at the
restaurant.
Oh, they stole stuff.
Yeah.
They just ran in there. Go, 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 go. Tommy, go. And then they just, then I didn't know what to do.
You run after him, jump on your skateboard. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I just let him do
Well, yeah.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, so, if it's not your beer, it's like, just take it.
Exactly. Like, so did you went to school out there?
Yeah, I went to school, all my schooling, and then
what school?
High school Dobson, and then
Dobson
High.
I remember that,
the Mustangs.
Dobson.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went to did you just Dobson?
Dobson.
Dobson.
Yeah, it sounds like dubstep.
Dubstep.
No.
Dobson. Really
progressive school.
Yeah.
See, I remember.
Yeah, you got it. It's gonna come back later in the quiz that I have for you.
Dobson.
Then I did a year at NAU in Flagstaff. Have you been there?
Dude, I got homies there. Shout out to Kip Killigan in
What's
Flagstaff.
Up, Killigan?
Yeah.
The Lumberjacks.
You know what? That's actually a cooler area.
Oh.
I would have tried to apply there if I knew.
I know.
Because at least they had the mountain and snowboarding and skiing and stuff.
They say NAU is the whole population of Flagstaff.
Yeah.
The whole town is a third the size of the enrollment at ASU. And that was like 5 years ago. I heard that. So
not only that, people don't realize because I have a homie Kip there. There's like we used to throw like parties out there, like raves.
Oh,
like because he spins jungle and
That's
awesome. And dubstep.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah
you
yeah.
get friends that are DJs. Like people rag on DJs, but that's a DJ.
They would put
like,
speakers out there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it would be like near the trees, and then they'd set up their own sound system.
And you see all the same people you saw at the grocery store. Like the town's so small.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And there's a skate park there too.
Oh, I bet.
There's a lot going on.
It's a snowy mountain town. People think of Arizona like hot desert, but there's
there's snow there.
Yeah.
So what was your experience going to NAU?
I had a full ride, a scholarship on trumpet playing.
What?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. That's dope.
Yeah. It was cool, but it was overwhelming. And I was also just turned 18 over the summer into it.
Were you in the dorms?
No, I lived with my cousin off campus, but the town's so small.
It's small.
Right there.
Yeah.
And I experimented with a lot of drugs. And
me too.
And then I was
hallucinogenics.
Hallucinogenics, like you name it. Like I was like, if I want to try it, like I was such a good student, like straight laced. That once I like got out, I was like, all right, let's experience.
I've had some dark nights in my dorm room on either LSD or mushrooms.
I can't imagine being in a dorm.
Oh,
on LSD.
Not only that, like a jail cell dorm.
Yeah.
And where that's when I realized, oh, there's other dimensions.
Yeah. And your RA is like, just check in.
Let's not even talk about RAs. Yeah. I mean, that's where I learned. That's crazy you brought up RAs because even when we were smoking weed, we had the tissue paper roll.
Yeah.
And then we put Bounce fabric softener. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I did that when I dropped out of college, which maybe we'll get to later. And I moved back in with my mom. And then I would smoke in my room.
Yeah, but then you would have
with
to.
It's
a contraption.
Yeah.
It's a tissue paper roll. You would put Bounce fabric softener and you would smoke, but exhale through the tube like.
Yeah.
And then when it exhaled, it smelled like fabric softener.
Yeah, my mom would probably thinking like, why? She never does laundry. Why does it smell like laundry
all
the time?
So you know about that.
Oh, I've done that, yeah.
What is RA? That's residential assistant or resident.
Something like that.
They were like the main, they were like the dean of the hallway.
Yeah, but they were students too.
No, so they were students too, but they had the bigger deluxe dorm room.
Yeah, they're like, we're the in charge.
We're the best. Yeah. We're the most important person on the hallway.
Yeah.
And they would give you the tour of their room opposed to the crappy room you're in. They're like, this is my room, dude.
Yeah.
So mine's the super studio.
You play it cool. Maybe one day you'll get to where I am.
Yeah. So let's go back to the, so you were experimenting with mushrooms and.
Mushrooms, acid, coke. Weed.
Mm-hmm.
Coke on my weed.
Yeah.
Like everything. Like But I had so many classes to maintain the scholarship.
Yeah. How many courses in a semester?
I don't even remember, but I had to do sight singing and string theory. I had to learn all of... Well, I always say string theory. It's not string theory. That's a whole other thing. But I had to learn how to play violin and viola, like, because I was in for music education.
Wow.
So I had to learn all the instruments to teach the instruments.
Yeah.
So I was doing that. And then trumpet... scholarship, you have private lessons, mm-hmm. and then you also have sectionals with all the other trumpet players, and then you have the main band, and you have to be part of the marching band. So that's not only the marching band classes, but Saturday games. So like my
football games,
yeah, which we played at ASU.
It's Sun Devil Stadium.
Yeah, like we went down there and
yeah.
I wish marching bands were part of the NFL, but they cut them.
Went to maybe one game.
Yeah.
It was like I had a revolt against that whole
thing.
Well,
you were a skateboarder. It's like your clique.
But the thing is, people don't realize, like, and this is across the America.
Yeah.
Is football is such an important part of the fabric of, like, college life.
Yeah.
It's like they're like the superstars of the campus. And
well, yeah, people are watching them.
Yeah.
Like, I know so many guys into football that are like, oh, these college kids are really coming up. And I'm like, why are you watching college players? But I get there's something to it, but it's strange to me.
It's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever it was Friday night came, like, I was just stayed in my dorm room.
Yeah, smoking weed through your toilet
paper.
Yeah,
just smoking weed, just like, just confused and depressed. Like, why made the wrong choice? Why am I here?
Yeah. No, that's when you like really, well, some people do drugs earlier, but yeah. When you start doing drugs, you really start questioning
just
deeper things.
Life and purpose and all that. Not only that, dude, I didn't smoke until I was on campus. Like,
yeah.
You meet all these kids smoking like Newports and Marlboro, yeah. And you're like, oh, can I get a drag?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're buying
for other
packs.
Kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you meet people from Jersey.
Yeah.
And they're chain smoking Newports. That's how I discovered Newports. I'm like, oh, what is that?
I was like on Parliaments.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. You could do you could do Coke. Because,
yeah, I never did that. Like, I had done Coke while smoking Parliaments. And it wasn't until years later, once I stopped, that I realized.
Oh, no, it's a part of that. Yeah.
And Red Band, I saw him do stand up at the Ice House once. He was saying there's a little line on the logo.
Really? If
you know the picture of the Parliament,
yeah, it's
pack,
like blue and white,
and there's that line in the middle.
Yeah.
And he was saying that's like supposed to represent cocaine line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting marketing.
Yeah.
Smart on their part.
Yeah, they know their market.
So you buy packs of that?
Parliament? I would. And then I remember going to New York and they're like $15 a pack. Back then, I think all cigarettes are like that now, but back then it was like
five.
Oh, my God.
Well, in the 90s, it was a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, but still in New York, they're always
They're always more. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize
that. I think
that.
The rest of the country just caught up with their prices.
That's crazy. So how many years were you in Northern Arizona?
1 year.
What, you dropped
out? Yeah, because on top of all the music classes, I did creative writing. I knew I wanted to do something with comedy. I'd done some comedy stuff in high school, but I was so playing trumpet for so long, and it had this, like, everybody's like, you need to do this. And
yeah.
So I did the creative writing, and I did film and media production, and, you know, things I wanted to do on top of things I had to do.
That's
and
crazy.
I just got burnt out. And I thought, if I want to teach music, I need to have life experience, because all my best teachers taught me not just music but life.
Right. Now did you God, that was probably a wise decision. So you dropped out and then just pursued the music thing. I forgot to ask. What comedians or like maybe movies or comedy specials did you look up to back then?
George Carlin, hands down, because my dad, like, he loved George Carlin. He got to see him live. I was reading When Will Jesus Bring the Pork Chops, and it's like so high, like, oh, I could hear his voice in my head. But really, that's because he's such a good writer. But
there's no, like, would you say, like, modern day now, there's no one like him?
Yeah,
right? Like that, he was more not even a comedian, but like philosophy.
How could there be? Because he already was, you know?
Right.
You can't be another.
There's not a lot of people like him, and there's not a lot of people like people like Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, I love
people
Mitch
like
Hedberg.
That.
Yeah,
like really, like they thought about, really thought about.
Bill Burr, I think, is kind of like that. Like, because he just like, he will just your opinion, like, no matter what. And he'll just say it.
He'll just say it.
Yeah.
Right. So that's interesting. So you grew up watching your dad was into him.
Yeah. And so that's how I heard about him. And then I was like, oh, he's great. And then Natasha Leggero was one of the first female comedians I'd see in high school on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, she's so funny.
Shout out to Natasha.
Yeah. Oh, and Ellen. When I was growing up.
Ellen DeGeneres?
I know we're not supposed to say your name.
Holy smokes. Time stamp. No.
But when I was a little girl.
No, but she was a good stand-up.
Yeah.
Before she got on her show.
Yeah, and my mom was always with it and, like, had HBO and, like, internet as soon as, like, High Speed came out. So we'd watch Ellen on HBO and her procrastination special.
Yeah, they had HBO specials.
Yes.
On their channel.
And we'd just laugh and laugh, and I was like, oh, she's amazing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, those three were, like, oh, and you know who else I really liked in high school? Dimitri Martin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dimitri. Like, not, like, Sebastian, maybe?
No, I got into Sebastian way later.
Later.
Yeah. It's just, you know, when you're growing up, it's, and then YouTube became a thing, like, in high school, I think, for me, is, like, when YouTube really was going, so my friends would say, oh, see this guy? He's so funny. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So let's keep following your trajectory there.
Yeah.
Guess what, folks? Football season is here, and you know damn well I'm rooting for my team, the Houston Texans. Woo-hoo! Let me ask you something, man. Do you like easy money? Because if you do, go to my bookie and go mess with that lock of the season option. Because if either team scores in the opener, guess what, folks? You win! Woo-hoo! Let me add to that. A game has not ended in a 0-0 score since World War II, so you know damn well that's a sure shot bet. Woo! Let me get to the logistics now. Head to mybookie.ag today and use promo code Stevie and instantly double your first deposit. That's double your funds to double your earnings. Again, that's promo code Stevie. Could you spell STEEBEE to receive double your first deposit and get started with my bookie today, folks. Bet anything, anytime, and guess what? Anywhere with my bookie. Let's get her done. Woo!
So you dropped out, and then what'd you do after that?
I dropped out, moved back home, just like, was not good, and then I found a friend to move in with and started working at a smoke shop.
Well,
just
you
like
give
complete.
You want to give him a shout out real quick?
No.
Okay, no shout out to the smoke shop. Who was this friend?
She's a friend from high school.
Oh, high school.
Yeah, and okay. So we had this condo and it
in Chandler or
in
Mesa?
Yeah,
Mesa.
Yeah, Mesa.
Near Arizona
baseline
Mills.
Baseline and no, a little bit further east.
East of Arizona Mills,
between Gilbert and Tempe.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like Baseline and Elliot, kind of?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
I love all the street
names. I worked at Burroughs Pizza.
I love Burroughs Pizza.
I brought that up last week, just had to put it out there.
I had a friend, Tommy, who would work there, and we'd smoke in the walk-in.
Oh, dude, I got fired again from that, but I literally... I was in the kitchen at first, but then I became a driver, and then they transferred me over to the Baseline store.
They were trying to make it work.
But the OG one, I was trained on the one near Terrace, Lemon and Terrace.
Yeah.
It was the one, it was a smaller one, but I survived off that place.
Yeah.
Like, because I was broke, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to put a couple of these chicken wings in here, make
oh,
a little medium
survived,
before I dip,
yeah.
And then, yeah.
Dude, all my friends working in food, like, in me, too. I worked at a coffee cabana. I don't know if you'd ever
where's
been
that
there.
At?
It was on a, Alma School and,
Alma School.
I can't remember,
but it was off Alma School.
It's shut down now, but I thought maybe you'd been there, but.
I may have.
Yeah.
I may have.
But we'd all just give each other free food. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All day.
To steal from the.
Oh, I got to throw another one out there. IHOP.
They're everywhere.
Wait, hold up. IHOP on Apache Boulevard.
Shout out.
IHOP. Again,
yeah.
Graveyard Shift.
That's a sketch area.
What?
We're in Apache Junction?
No, Apache Boulevard and Mill. A Mill in Apache
okay.
Boulevard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry to get off topic.
No,
what
that's
we
okay.
About? Okay, so you... I always have to throw things out there. I worked a lot of jobs out there.
After, so I lived in Arizona for 26 years and then moved to Hollywood. So it's so refreshing
That's
to
so
hear.
Crazy. People. Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. It's like,
okay,
you know,
hold up.
Like
I got another one. I have another one to throw out there.
Let's just lay out the whole city right now.
Tempe Improv Food Runner.
Oh, really? That's tight. I wish I had gotten there earlier, but I only started really experiencing it.
I got fired from that, too.
You got fired?
I got fired from every job in Arizona.
Which job did you? Well, yeah.
Which job did I got? Didn't get fired from? None.
Yeah, that's why you created your own job.
Yeah, that's why I love doing this. I can wake up when I
You're
do.
You're going to fire yourself someday.
I just do what I do now. No one can fire me.
You don't look in the mirror, listen, this isn't working out.
Unless I fire myself. Yeah. And I just don't do any of the content or edit my, you know, don't do any of it. But continue. So you're in a condo in Mesa.
Getting involved in this smoke shop. This, you know, I didn't want to work. So I got to this place and I'm like, okay, I can smoke.
You get a discount on like.
Oh, yeah. We got our medical cards for free. Like,
really?
Yeah. And
are there dispensaries in Arizona?
There are now. But when
there
I
are
was,
now.
When
so
I was
this
working,
is early 2000?
No. Well, 2010.
2010.
Yeah.
This is 2010.
Yeah.
You're out there.
And it was the first year it became legal, and then we all got our cards.
Holy smokes.
But they were just bad people. Like, they weren't bad people, but it wasn't a good group for me. Have you ever found yourself in the wrong setting?
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't know why everything in your life's going bad, and then you get out of it.
Yeah, where people around you are, like, getting arrested or...
Yeah, just a bad... I got involved in a bad
And then they force you to move out of your dorm room into to room with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went through all that.
Like, you're with the football team, and but you should be with the skateboarders.
Yeah. There's sketchy things going on in Arizona.
Yeah. It is so hot. All you do is like party.
Yeah. And there are parties. Like, yeah. Yeah. There so are continue. Parties. So how the hell did you make it from Mesa to then? Because
then to
your
Gilbert.
Life is so different. What?
Because the smoke shop was in Gilbert, which is.
Dude, my mom's in Gilbert.
Yeah, she probably hates that smoke shop.
She doesn't even she doesn't know about it, most likely.
Just brings
Mom,
a lot
don't
of bad energy.
She doesn't watch it anyway. She doesn't watch this anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's going to, this is the one, you know, I should support Stevie and turn in.
No.
Turn in.
She would be confused. Like, oh, what are they talking about? Yeah. But continue. So you're out, you worked in Gilbert.
Yeah, and you know Gilbert. It's a real clean, like, kind of, like.
It's a cleaner version than Chandler.
Yeah, it's I don't want to say it's like a rich part of town, but it's you could tell the town's got money. Like,
oh,
it's a
just
nice
go to
town.
Santan Village.
Yes.
Explain what Santan Village is.
It's Santan. It's the shopping mall, right?
It's the outside shopping.
Yeah,
mall.
Yeah.
There's a movie theater there. There's a Vans. There's a Macy's. There's Journeys.
I never.
There's what else they got? They got they used to have a Zoomies there.
Oh yeah.
But they have Orange, I think there's an Orange Julius there.
Oh, yeah. That's when you know you're in a good mall.
Yeah. And a movie theater. Oh, there's Johnny Rockets there.
Johnny Rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a nice little outside mall area. Dude, they have a bomb pizza place there. God, what's the name of it? It's in that mall.
I never really made it to Santan Mall. I just worked at the smoke shop near it.
But you knew where Santan Village was.
Yeah.
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 Okay, continue.
Oh,
so you're working there.
Yeah, it just got mixed up with a bad crew. You know, I had this full ride for
music
education.
Well, you
work
at a smoke. Yeah, yeah, you're going to meet sketchy people.
Yeah.
You got involved with the wrong people.
Yeah.
Like, give me something. Like, when did you realize, oh, these people are bad people?
I think I knew the whole time, and I was like, I want to be bad. Like, I want to make some mistakes.
Like what do you mean? Like, what do you mean bad? Like, were they stealing things? Robberies? Like, what do you mean?
So, the people weren't bad, but, like, for me, I didn't do anything productive for that whole year I was there. I just smoked and partied. Didn't write anything. Didn't play music, barely. Like, you know, I grew a lot as a person.
Yeah.
But, anyway, it just... And I started taking... these like over the counter, so a lot of smoke shops sell over the counter stuff like spice.
Oh, I heard some bad stories about spice. Explain what spice is.
Spice, so to sell weed legally, if you can't, they've created spice, which is basically a molecule off of weed. So it's a synthetic drug.
People lose their mind on it.
Yeah, and it's not regulated, and so there's a bunch of different companies making it, so you might just get a bad bag.
I need to write that down.
It's like plants that they just spray chemicals on. I'm not going
to get it, but I need to remember that spice.
Legal weed.
No, I'm not. I'm sober. You know I'm sober.
Yeah, but this is legal.
I know, but I'm still not going to do that. No, this is for the description. And the,
So I remember. Great. Jesse Johnson, we talked spice.
Yeah, we talked about spice. Okay, so continue. How did you... How'd you move off that then? Like, did
I got fired. I got fired. I think it was like, I never really belonged there, but I wanted to belong there. But I don't know how to explain it. Like, it was just like, I walked into this parallel universe and from a different one. And it was this the whole
thing. Wait, on drugs? Like when you're fucked up?
No, like the whole time working there. Like I never fit in there. It was just like not for me, but I was trying to force it like.
Force yourself in that world?
Yeah, and I think people could see like I wanted to be the manager there. Like I was like trying to set up. Yeah, it was bad. Wow. Like I think I was.
Aren't you glad that you didn't do that?
Yes. I think I was exhibiting a lot of self-sabotaging behavior.
I think we all do that one time or another.
Yeah, and you learn. And then you just try not to do it again as much.
Like there was a time when I wanted to be like the shift supervisor at Circle K.
that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be a good life choice.
I was like so embarrassed saying that, but yeah like I put like a portfolio together. I was like, and I didn't get it. And then I was just like, why am I even working?
Aren't you
here?
Glad that didn't happen though?
Yes, I can't. Because
you wouldn't be doing what you're doing now. Because you're doing some cool shit now, like.
Yeah, and I got, so by then I had my own one bedroom apartment, which was so crucial.
Off of the Mesa condo?
No, I ended up crashing with two of the girls who worked at the smoke shop. Oh, wow. Like in their, like on their couch. And then eventually found my own place.
Where, in Gilbert?
And that place was in Mesa.
The new place was in Mesa too?
Yeah, so I went from Mesa to Gilbert back to Mesa.
Mesa to Gilbert back to Mesa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And kind of just hit my own personal rock bottom, you know, coming off of this.
Oh, I went through that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good that people, when it's refreshing to me to hear people say that because I think everyone experiences it. And so if you've already kind of been there, it's only up from there. So.
Oh, I've totally like... Yeah, I totally learned life lessons from Arizona. Like, okay, that's, I don't want to be living that life.
Yeah.
And I was stuck out there for many, 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 it was like Groundhog Day at one point where, you know, because like the weather there is practically similar to LA, but a lot hotter. Like, so I'm like waking up. And then there's a point where I wasn't going to classes and I was just smoking weed too. And just like, yeah.
That's crazy.
I did end up like, one thing I have to think Tempe, Arizona for was I did because there was an underground hip hop scene there.
Yeah.
People don't realize like Arizona. There was like groups like Arizona musician, like rappers.
Yeah.
Who would open up for like the main act coming into town. Like there was a place called Electric Ballroom back then. It was.
Oh, yeah.
It was near, you know, PETA Jungle. You know where PETA Jungle is on Apache?
Yes.
It used to be near there. I mean, because this was earlier on. I'm just giving you reference context.
Yeah, we always go to PETA Jungle. My dad
PETA Jungle.
He always orders this dish. It's literally called 1,000 beans.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll have 1,000 beans, please. And then he looks at the table for a reaction.
Yeah, it was like kind of like back then. It was like the vegan kind of vegetarian place where you could get PETA wraps and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's good.
But I used to... Like, there was a, God, where was the smoke? There was a smoke shop called up near Headquarters.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Headquarters near Mill? It was a smoke shop there off of Mill called Headquarters.
I've probably been there.
You've been there.
That's all we do when we worked at the smoke shop on our days off and go to the other smoke
shop. Other smoke shop. Well, there, but okay, it was like they'd sell bongs and pipes there and Grateful Dead shirts, but they also had an area. At the beginning where there's flyers.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they'd be like, oh, you know, it'd be like, okay, this act is coming to town. And
yeah.
I'm like, and then me and the homies would go to those shows. And
that's
then,
awesome.
So through me going to those shows, I'm like, oh, who's this act? Like, who's Supermarket? Who's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I always wondered if the putting flyers out like that worked. So
it did work.
That's good to know.
No, it worked because you would look, because you'd see a picture of the Far Side or like the Beatnuts or like Diggable Planets, and you'd be like, oh, they're coming on the 13th. And then open guest appearance by the local act.
Yes.
So I'm like, and so through that, I'm like, oh, because I always liked the music, and I'm like, and then I'm like, maybe I could find my peoples and we could find a four track and try to record our little tape or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
is that how you started your group?
Yeah. So I was, thanks for asking. I went through different kind of stages. Okay. So initially I met a group and we made a tape and we were a Rising Sun.
Okay.
And we actually went to a real studio for that.
That's awesome.
And then after that, like, I met another group of MCs and producers, and it was mostly Asians and stuff. I met Mestizo, and shout out to Ohm, cats like that. And then, because the first group, I was the only Asian. It was like all black, like three black guys and a Korean guy.
Yeah.
So. And they called me Short Round.
Short Round?
Yeah, from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, you know? I was like, wait.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know,
like
Indiana.
Bigger?
No. Short Round from like, hey, Indy. I love you, Indy.
Jeez,
yeah, yeah.
So like
it was
that.
It was a bit weird, but they accepted me. So I was in that group. We put out a tape, and then I met like other cats, and then that's when I found the four track. Oh, and then I met a Native American rapper and I ended up rooming with him in Arizona.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
Dude, I was in the dorm room system for like 6 years. Like,
oh,
I never
gosh.
Left the dorm. I lived in every dorm on ASU practically.
That's crazy.
And so finally I'm like, oh, I'll get an apartment. So that's when we moved off of near Cholla, near rural Cholla dorm. There was a Domino's Pizza and a record store there too, but you know, near the Circle K.
Zia?
No, it wasn't near Zia, but Zia was off University.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember I used to go
there.
I
love Zia Records, yeah.
And you know, it's crazy you brought up Zia because when I bought this sampler, I got this at ASU.
Oh,
my friend, a shout out to DJ Yellow Jacket, he's from New York, but he lived in a different dorm near me. And he was like, oh, I don't use this anymore. I'll sell it to you.
Nice.
So I'm like, I think he sold it like at $200. I'm like, and then it was cool because you could put batteries in
oh,
it.
Oh, cool.
And so it's crazy you brought up Zia because I didn't know how this worked or what it was. But I'm like, oh, and back then there was no internet, I don't think. So I had to kind of just ask him, like, what is this? Is it a drum machine? But it's a sampler, and a sampler is something where you put stuff into it. You could sample anything off like a record or a CD.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I knew what a sample was, but I didn't know how they make them. Like,
yeah, I didn't either. So this is like when I met Mestizo and Ohm and Strange and all these other cats and J-Boo and all these other rappers or whatever and musicians. I had this, and I remember going to Zia and like, back then, I couldn't even afford like a record, like a turntable. So I'm like, oh, but you could RCA into it through a CD jack off a CD.
Wow.
So I went to Zia and I was just like, oh, I'll just buy jazz CDs. And then back then, I didn't know you could find drum loops off of like 70s records or CDs.
Yay.
So I bought like literally there's a breakbeat CD where there's just breakbeats on it.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I didn't know that
so,
either.
Yeah, I didn't either. So I'm like, but then I learned later, like that's frowned upon because it's like, dude, you got off that, like off the whatever, the breakbeat CD.
Yeah, they're like, you didn't even
but I was
beat.
Just trying to learn how to use this.
Yeah, no shame
so
in that.
Back then, and I remember like just like figuring out, oh, if I sample it, so what you do, it's so easy to use. You press like 4 and then record and then it cues up.
Whoa.
And then when you're listening to it, if it's like boom, ba-choo, ba-boom, boom, poo, you go boom, ba-choo, ba-boom, boom, boom. Stop again perfectly on at the end of the loop. It's like a pause.
And then it'll loop it?
Yeah, and then it's on this button.
That's
so it's
awesome.
On the button. So I'm like, oh, okay, I got that down. And it's just going repeated like infinity. This, you know, perfect breakbeat loop. And then with the other buttons, you're like, oh, I'll get a horn on it or I'll get an upright bass on it.
Yeah.
Off these, like off of a, like a Thelonious Monk CD.
That's
so
cool.
That's how I learned.
And then did you rap before that and then start rap or did that inspire you to start?
Well, before we were so broke, we were just doing it freestyling and doing it off other people's instrumentals and stuff.
Yeah.
So this is the conception of, oh, we could make our own thing to do on our own thing
level
on a
up.
Four track. It was more of an original thing of what, you know, back then it was more like, I guess this is a good analogy, like a karaoke, like we just had the karaoke machine over karaoke, the other people's karaoke. But this is like, oh, we could do, make our own thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sorry for the long,
no,
so long explanation.
It's cool because you see, like, you're just becoming a more developed artist. So it's exciting to see, like, where those things happen.
Yeah. So, oh, I forgot my train of thought. Yeah, okay. So, thank God for Arizona and then me discovering that. And then let's go back to you, though.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
We've only had, like, one conversation. So, it's like, I also want to hear about you.
Yeah. No, that's no, we'll do part two, part three. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got fired from the smoke shop there. When did you start thinking about, oh, I want to make a life change?
Well, my mom came over to my apartment one day for lunch, and I was just, I like didn't even hear her knocking because I was just, I was so skinny and I'd,
you weren't eating.
I wasn't eating and I was taking these pills. They were like over-the-counter pills, like
what,
I don't even know what, I don't even remember
like
what they were.
Not like Adderall?
Not like Adderall. They were more like depressants, or I don't know.
Antidepressants?
I don't know what they were. They were over-the-counter, like like Oxy, like, but they were over, like they were legal.
Oh.
And they like really messed me up. And so she, when she saw that, and I think she opened my fridge and it was just all beer, like no food. She was like,
sounds just about right.
It was like my rock bottom, and my mom seeing it, and so she took me, I had got like some tomato soup and like you know, and I think I always think back to like that day, and she really encouraged me to go to school, and I was like, well, if I'm gonna go to school, I'm gonna go to I actually think I did a different community college first. I played at the in the band at MCC. I got a scholarship there.
Oh, Mesa Community
College? I just like jumped onto it. I talked to them.
That's a nice campus.
And I think they're like female trumpet player. Like, yes, we want you. Like, we'll give you a scholarship. So I went there and took linguistics class and a religion class. And I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And finally, I went to Scottsdale Community College to do film and production.
Near Fashion Square Mall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they had Camel View 5. So.
I love talking about these places.
I know. I wanted someone to tally up all of our local references.
Familiar vibe going on. Like,
seeing the town and remembering.
Oh,
like,
And so, okay, so you're more on an upward trajectory.
Yeah.
So when did you decide, like, oh, like, what made you move to Los Angeles?
So through the schooling and just kind of making more responsible decisions with my future, joined a sketch group. I had done sketch in high school and then stopped once I graduated. Joined a sketch group called Bully Mammoth, and they had
that's a cool name.
Yeah, it was a fun.
Shout
group.
Out to Bully Mammoth.
Bully Mammoth. Yeah,
it's cool.
And that was awesome. I was like performing, which I've always wanted to do, but never thought I could. Sketch.
So sketch comedy.
All written scripts.
Yeah.
In front of a live audience.
That's awesome.
You know, we'd do like audio sketches that would play in between scenes,
so
we could change backstage and get ready for the next scene.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was all self-produced. So I was writing.
That's so cool.
And we had a stand-up comedian open every show.
Interesting.
Yes, and so through that, I talked to
a local comic.
All local comics.
All local comics.
Yeah.
Continue.
And so I talked to the comic who opened, Sean McCarthy.
Shout out to Sean. Yeah.
Irish Drew. That's his handle.
Okay.
He.
That was love.
Yeah. And he was saying he was hosting a show at a place called the Ice House, and it's not like the one in Pasadena.
No. Yeah. Yeah. There's another one in Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a dive bar attached to a hockey rink.
That's cool.
Behind a Walmart.
Where? What town?
It was in Arcadia.
Arcadia.
Which is between Scottsdale and Tempe.
Oh, okay.
It's a really small
town. Oh, okay, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They're all so close.
Yeah, they're all so close in proximity anyway.
Like 40th and Camelback.
Right.
Or 40th and Thomas.
I know where Camelback. Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I know where that is.
It's really important you picture it.
I know where that is. Yeah. I need to visualize the proximity of it. Yeah.
This was the coolest place to start stand up. It was
really
the whole wall behind this little dive hole in the wall was a glass window into the hockey rink. Yeah.
So you could do a set and go ice skating.
You could?
Yeah.
You could ride the Zamboni?
That's so cool.
We would raffle off rides.
Oh,
like,
yeah. So you did it there.
You'd be doing your jokes, and people were watching the games, and you would see, like, in the middle of your set, you know, all nervous. And,
yeah.
And you'd hear either hear, like, a fight break out on the glass or, like, people yelling.
That's
and,
such
like,
an interesting context
out.
To yeah. doing your comedy.
Yeah.
It's really unique.
I really feel like I got my legs there.
You got your legs there.
Yeah.
So how long were you doing that, like? Was it every day, like once a week? Or
starting out, I was so nervous. I would do maybe once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'd find other people there that were, you know, hey, I also run a show. Why don't you come out here?
That's how it works everywhere, huh?
Yeah.
Like you didn't realize you were networking.
I never realized I'm networking.
I hate using yeah. that word, but that's what you're doing.
Yeah, networking. Yeah, yeah.
Hate the word.
It has a bad connotation because
it does.
Some people think it's
you're opportunistic.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No, you're
grabbing. It can be.
You see people like.
It can be.
The Live Scissor Brothers. Like, I saw you there.
That's how I met you.
Yes.
Hold up. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I liked your energy from the get-go.
Likewise.
I'm like, oh. Because you're with, shout to Joel Jimenez.
Shout out to Joel.
Off top, because you're with Joel, I'm like, oh, she's good peoples. Just off top.
Yeah. Because
you were sitting, you know, the way it was set up, because it was so claustrophobic in there, but y'all were near the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I did notice. I'm like, oh, okay, Joel's here. And that's probably, I thought y'all were coupled up. Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, no, no.
I didn't know yeah. the situation. I didn't know anything.
I joined the Kill Tony band and met Joel and Jeremiah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I want to get to that,
and
too.
And everyone thought I must be with one of the guys.
No, but you're not.
No.
You
but
have your
just
own separate life. Like, you have your own boy. You have your separate boyfriend.
Yes.
Away from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good that we put that out. Yeah. So, but I was like, oh, dude, she's cool. And then we talk after in the kitchen, and I'm like, did you know that I was scouting you out?
No, that's what I'm saying. Thank you. I lost my train of thought. But like, I was like, oh, he's cool. Like, maybe I made a friend and then we do the podcast. So we were networking, but I didn't think of it like, oh, he's got a great podcast. I should talk to him to get
on
it.
Yeah, I was already kind of. Usually when I consider people think the right thing to do is like DMing him. Hey, can I get on your podcast? But for me, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
You have a better shot not saying it
yeah,
and letting me scout you out.
I think that's
does
smart.
That work? I mean, you did the right, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I have no agenda. Like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why it worked.
Just here to hang out. Yeah.
We're in the kitchen and I was already kind of like, you know, like the Terminator.
Wait, you were scouting
it? Yeah, I was scouting it. I was just
I thought
like,
you were joking.
I was scouting it. I was like, And in my mind, we're just talking about just normal stuff. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, she plays the trumpet too. She's really cool.
I played the trumpet.
You know, when she's friends with Joel. Interesting. Oh, and she does the band there. Oh, okay.
I'm glad I got you when you were a good Terminator. Destroy.
But continue. So you.
I don't know what we're talking about.
So you went to the Ice House and then.
Oh, yeah. The Ice House was so cool. And then
when did you get to that to getting enough courage to be like, or motivation to be like, oh, I want to go to L.A. or Hollywood.
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
So that was pretty reasonable.
It's taken me so long to build confidence. Like, and I still have a long way to go.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's imposter syndrome. I'm trying to, like, research more on what that is, but.
What's the definition of that?
I don't know it word for word, but it's
well,
like,
describe it to me.
Like feeling like you're not good enough. Like you, like I held stand up to such a high esteem that when I'm in it, I feel like, oh, I'm not like part of it yet.
You
I want to get better. I'm a perfectionist. Like
I deal with that like every morning.
I think a lot of artists do.
Yeah.
And but there's like a
there's
theme
a
for
lot
it.
More than you we probably know.
Yeah.
And a lot that are that have already made it.
Yeah. Oh wait. Like people.
Yeah. There's people that have
made it, but
that have
they
made
it.
They have their the Netflix special. They have their stuff out in the world. They're rep by blah blah blah. They've toured. They deal with that too. I'm sure.
Yes. I don't know. I hope it will end at some point. And I get better at when I'm on a show, like just somehow getting into the zone of feeling like I belong.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're like on stage like, hi, then people will vibe off that
instead
of like a fun, like I'm having fun.
So 5 years and then on the fifth year were you like, okay, it's time to move.
I found Kill Tony through a comedy festival, and you know, people were talking about it, looked it up, and then a friend of mine said, I'm gonna go do Kill Tony, and do you want to come with me? So I went with him. Mm-hmm. First time in LA, first time at the Comedy Store. It was in the main room, and I got pulled first, went on stage, had a great set, mm-hmm. and it was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love the Comedy Store, so like just setting yeah. foot in there, I just felt really good. Like I felt pulled to that
right,
place.
Right, right. The people like watching this might get upset if I don't say anything about, because it's controversial because of the Asian thing
yeah.
that he did. But
this was, yeah,
I have to let y'all know, yeah, I don't agree with what he did, but I know, you know, anyone affiliated with it, I can't hate on that.
Yeah.
It's him that did that, okay? I just have to...
Yeah, you gotta say
something. People
will
comment like, dude, he called him a dink, dude. Called him a dink.
Bleep out.
Whatever.
Bleep out every time
I
say it.
I didn't add the real word that he said. But so, yeah. So I want to let that... I want to let that be known that I know you and Joel and Jeremy... I'm like, no one affiliated has nothing to do with that.
Right.
He did that on his own watch... on his own, not even on the Kill Tony show. He did that on his set.
And I feel like he'd be the first to tell you.
Yeah, so I had to let that, because people are going to be like, dude, you're not going to say anything?
Yeah.
Continue.
You know your audience. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I hope I do. And because I know, yeah, there's other Asians that will probably watch this.
And I would have never met you if it weren't for this, because I got to know Jeremiah, and that's, you know, it's all connected.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, I'll leave it at that. Yeah, I don't want to continue on your trajectory. Continue on your trajectory.
All in all, this was 2016, and I found a place that I could definitely sign up and perform at in LA. Mm-hmm. And even though I probably could have found more places, I lacked the confidence to, like, search that out.
But so maybe you were meant to find
that. I think I was meant to. I feel more than not that I'm on a path.
Yeah, you definitely are.
Yeah, like...
I don't know you that well, but just me, just being observational or whatever, I'm like, you could see it. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't see where it's going. I have an idea, but there's multiple times throughout my week that I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, and to add on to like maybe the not even stage fright, but just maybe the anxiety element about performing live or being in front of, even when I was doing the music, even with the music stuff, and I did take a shot with comedy in the past, I know what that is.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a panic attack.
Yeah.
And not only that, me and Jeremiah were doing the Moonlight Tower, whatever, doing this festival in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
In like a couple weeks.
Moon Tower. Yes. I'm excited for you guys.
And I'm petrified.
Yeah, I know, but you got it. You know somewhere that you're going to be great, but you still have the, like...
Well, I want people to enjoy the whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, and they will, but I think you have to have that.
I just can't be in my head about it.
Right.
You got to be in the moment, kind of, so I'm like, you know... Just show up.
I know.
Just show up.
You want to prepare so much, but then if you prepare too much, it's almost too robotic. Or
not only that, yeah. I think as like with any artist or stand up or musician, you just got to get out of your own way sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
You show up and be like, okay, I'm gonna just do it. But not only that, like, let's leave the results to the universe, or if you're a spiritual, if you believe in God,
yeah,
which I do, I believe in like a higher divine
totally.
Force. Just leave it up to that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like you apply for a job and you could do your best resume, but it's not up to you whether these cats hire you. You do your best.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I was always taught. Just always. My dad would say, I'll always be proud of you as long as you do your best.
Yeah. Or just show up.
Like your personal best. Even if you fail, if you did your best, like that's all that matters.
Yeah. But even showing up is hard to do.
And that might be your best, and that's okay.
Just like, showing up, physically showing up, or mentally and physically showing up is hard. Like, I struggle with that still. Like, I'm not going to get too into detail, but half the stuff that I am asked to do, like, there's that, you know, the devil and the angel. It's like one thing saying, You don't want to do that. Just sleep.
Yeah.
You haven't got good sleep. But the other part's like, you know, this might be a good opportunity.
Yeah.
You should show up. So I struggle with that still. But I know, even though this, you know, the negative thing talking, I have to just be like, shut up. I'm just going to show up.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes I don't want to, I always show up.
That's 90% of the game. Like,
and guess what? Through that process, at the end of it, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's weird. Crazy.
I'm like, I didn't want to do it, yep, but I'm glad I did it.
I feel like that with almost everything in my life.
I don't know what that is.
A feeling of accomplishment?
No, it's duality, I think. Like the yin and the yang?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's because, like, even like...
I play devil's advocate on everything.
But even like, because, you know, there are... I'm getting better with YouTube comments or just, you know,
I can't
with
even
troll.
Imagine.
What,
yeah.
But the thing is, I because I've really thought in depth about it, like, why aren't they so negative? Like,
yeah.
But if everyone or if everything was positive, that you'd be in heaven.
Yeah.
That's the definition of heaven or some divine realm or dimension. This is duality. So you need that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need that constant conflict. Yeah. Positivity and negativity.
You need it. So right? Leave your hate comments below.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Invite it.
Oh, I get them.
I don't know.
It's
I'm
fine.
Like, I'm like, I get a lot of love and I'm like, I see you guys with bigger followings and I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know how
look,
I would begin.
You're
to...
on your way. You're doing the right things.
Maybe I'll just stay
continue
here.
On your path. Continue on your path.
I'm trying to not get more successful.
But this is another thing. No matter what anyone says to me, they could say the most cruel and detailed and historical, do their research. They can't be. I'm the most critical on myself.
Yeah, man.
So anyone could say the most cruel, vindictive, evil thing. That's not, I mean.
Yeah.
In my mind.
You're reading, I'm like, that's
there's
all you
hell.
Got.
There's, hell there's hell going on up here. It's like,
yeah.
I'm going through, this is what I'm going through, like, end it.
But
you
the other get, side, you need
you
the other
take,
side.
You could take five bottles of this and just end it right now. But I don't do it.
That's good.
I don't do it. Oh, it's already. Oh, we got to get to.
Oh, no.
We got to get to LA and the way you linked it. Cause, oh, can
time
we get
went
to,
by so fast.
I know. Well, we'll do part two, part three.
And
part
then I
four.
Got out here and everything was great.
No. Let's get to that real quick. So when did you come to LA? Like, let's get to that.
2017. My rent was like $800 a month. I had $1,000 in the bank. So that went fast. And I was that was struggling there. I ended up getting some PA work, production assistant work. Yeah, on various shows.
Where did you move? Like, what area did you know where to move?
It's technically called Melrose Hill.
Okay.
It's like Santa Monica and Western.
Right, yeah.
And that was my first place. It was awesome, but really expensive. And I was just struggling. Like,
you're by yourself?
I had a roommate,
okay.
Yeah, who was a musician. He played a lot of rock music,
okay,
so
cool,
it was cool.
Cool.
I love living with artists. I love living with comics, but I love living with artists that aren't comics. Jaime Miranda, look him up.
There you go.
Yeah, he's moving back here soon, too.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, so good environments. And, and also, in Phoenix, I want to shout out my best friend, Janelle Garza, and her boyfriend, J.B. Snyder, both
we
artists.
Love shout outs here. You could do
yes.
that. Go ahead.
They're painters, so they make the living painting.
I thought
comedy was hard. I'm like, but they're doing it and
yeah.
mural work and so talented.
We love artists here too as well.
Yes.
Yeah, visual artists.
Yeah.
And so, when did you do that? And then how did you meet Chappelle Lacey?
So Chappelle and I knew each other from Phoenix, and then
he's from Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, we got a link. You got a link.
Yes, you
will
have a great time.
I feel like I'm supposed to talk to that dude. Like,
yeah, it'll happen.
Because people comment all the time, like, dude, you should get him. Or, you know, he's into music too, right?
He's into music.
Like, variety, like, eclectic. Yeah. Like different types
he
of
likes
music.
Punk music a lot, that's but great, he likes yeah. all sorts of yeah, music. He's that's like, amazing. And he's just a really good guy. Yeah, like you good guys guy. Will get along. Yeah. yeah. And super funny. And he wanted to move out here, and I tried to get him out here, and he did. And so he moved in. So we're
like, y'all live together?
Two bedroom, me and Jaime, and then Chappelle moved in, and I moved. I was in the living room.
Wow.
We like converted it to
yeah,
a,
yeah.
And then
to like a communal.
Yeah, and everything community. Got easier. Because the rent was split three ways.
It got easier?
So easy. And Chappelle was there, so we'd go to shows together and network. And
that's how...
And
so y'all really networked and, like, worked... You guys worked your way up together.
Yeah, and just having a friend that was so supportive that, you know, to go to mics with or to do shows with was awesome.
Chappelle's killing shit.
Yeah, he's, like... Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And
I know he is.
Ever since I've known him, he's been killing it, and it just to a new level. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like when
that's so crazy.
Yeah. Like we're starting out, and he's doing mics, but then he's headlining Tempe Improv, and I'm like, dude, you're killing it. Now he's headlining clubs and all across the country, across the world. He did. I think he was at Montreal recently, but
have you opened for him?
Yeah, Tempe Improv. He will like get me in when he can. Like,
because I have. I have some bad. I had a bad experience at Tempe Improv. Like,
well, yeah, you got
only,
fired there.
Not only did I get fired there, I choked the hardest opening up for my brother.
Oh my god!
Yeah, doing a cowboy rap, and I've already talked about it. But
I feel yeah,
yeah
I feel but, like I might have heard this
but
story.
The whenever
oh yeah,
says
didn't
Tempe
they
Improv,
ask you not to finish the weekend or something? I listened to the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, but you know what? I need to learn from that. You know. That was years ago, and you know.
Yeah, you got to get over that.
Yeah, I got
to.
It's know, hilarious. I have to because we're doing the moon whatever thing, and I'm going to be in front of people. I gotta at least, you know what I mean? At least keep yeah. a poker face, like, okay, I'm not affected. I'm doing
maybe
fine.
If you feel
I'm
scared, fine. You can talk about that
yeah,
story.
I'll just look to Jeremiah. So anyway, what do you think about Candyman?
Save me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But continue. So that's dope, dude.
It was awesome.
You all network together. You're opening up for him.
Oh, and the coolest part, because he's a guitar player, is they...
He plays guitar, too.
He plays guitar. And
so he's a musician.
He's a musician. And we would just, like, hang out in no central air out here. It's always so hot in California, more than Arizona, because there's no air conditioning.
It is way hotter.
But there's air conditioning everywhere in
oh,
Arizona.
Oh, right, right,
but,
right,
like,
right.
Our house didn't have any central air.
Okay.
So it was, like, hot in there, and we would just have, you know, just nowhere to go. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. I would play trumpet, and he'd come and play guitar, and we'd
that's
just, like,
cool.
make music and jam.
Do you guys record stuff together?
We've recorded a couple songs.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought
but we
idea.
Just jammed a lot.
Why don't you, I mean... Not you don't have to do it like tomorrow, but like in the future for
yeah.
future reference, you should, you know, maybe record like an EP with Chappelle.
Oh, I'd love to. We talk
you know
all the time
saying?
About like we got
guitar and a trumpet,
yeah,
and then maybe come up with your, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we gotta make music too,
dude. I'm down.
Yes,
I'm down.
I love.
I do more digital like electronic.
That's
stuff.
Cool. Maybe I'll
yeah.
spit a verse.
I could
or
do
something.
Stuff with piano. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always down for that. I just you know I have I use GarageBand.
That's what I'm...
okay.
Even if we don't release
yeah, okay,
it,
okay.
Creating with other artists in different ways is like is really fulfilling to me.
Okay, I'm down.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I get a lot out of that. Like,
I do it mostly for, like, therapeutic. It's
yeah,
weird. It's weird. It's like, in a way, I kind of... I'm not, like, one of those musicians that say, you know, like, hey... new single on Spotify. I'm more like, I kind of don't want them to discover it. Like,
sure.
And if you do discover it, I hope you enjoy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's more like, well, I don't, like, because I've been doing, like, I'm doing King of the Sting now, and I'm doing other, but I don't even talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't promote it like
but
that.
Those
even
are,
on Scissor Brothers, I don't promote it.
They're like Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Because then, yes.
I like that. Yeah, I do it. It's like, I do that kind of my own.
Yeah.
Side thing or I know I wasn't doing, you know, I was in a band with David Cho and Money, you know, I don't, you know, and I had a good time, but I don't, if you discover it, cool.
Right.
But I'm not, I don't know. I think it's going back to the imposter thing.
Maybe.
Does that make sense?
It does.
It's more like, if you like it.
Yeah. It's like you can go so long being a musician before you call yourself a musician. Same with comedy. Like, you could do a stand-up for 10 years and, like, maybe not even really be like, I'm a stand-up comedian. Like,
yeah, but then our minds are saying, fraud, fraud, fraud. Yeah. It's like, I don't know when that will ever go away.
But I feel like it's because you respect the genre. Like, you
had, and I do.
Yes, and you I have do. Heroes that you looked up to. And then at some point, you have to realize, like, you become that. Like,
I've had them on this podcast where my mind's spinning, and I'm like, I'm asking them, so how'd you get your start? But my mind, I'm looking at them like, I'm scared right now. Like, I remember listening to your tape in 1995.
Yeah.
And you're in my apartment right now. And I'm trying to be cool about it.
Yeah. And you will be that someday. Like, just how you bought the cigarettes from the guy and then you became the guy that sold the cigarettes. Like, that's the thing.
I don't think of myself like that. I walk to everywhere still. I feel like I'm still the same guy. And yeah. So it's weird whenever, if I do get, like, once in a blue moon, if I do get recognized on the street or at In-N-Out Burger or Starbucks, I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, why are you coming up to me?
Yeah.
I just went to 7-Eleven and did my thing.
It still feels kind of good though. Yeah.
Oh, in a way it does, because it's more like an outer body thing. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Do you ever feel like, am I being pranked right now?
Or, yeah, I do that, and I'm like, you don't know what I'm doing alone in my apartment at night. Like, I'm just sitting here playing more.
You're a normal person.
About to masturbate in like 4 hours.
I really
here,
like your work.
You don't know what I'm doing. I'm masturbating with all kinds of weird gadgets.
We can't wrap up the episode like that.
Timestamp that. Let's timestamp. I wish we had more time.
Yeah, I went by so fast.
No, but you're always welcome. And
tomorrow or
yeah, always though. This is the time where I wanted to, so you could promote your website or future shows, Instagram, all that.
Oh, thanks. Things at Jet Ski Johnson.
Can you spell that out, please, for him?
@ JETSKIJOHNSON.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for any future shows?
Yeah, so follow me on Instagram for future shows and stuff, but I did want to plug a new Twitch streaming I'm doing every Sunday.
Let's get it.
Sunday at 10, Monday at 5 p.m.
You
10 a.m. Sunday.
What games you play?
Spyro the Dragon, whole trilogy. I'm going through that.
Okay, that's what's up.
We just started. It's literally sassy.
Do you play Warzone?
No.
Because, dude, we could play some Warzone if you want. I mean,
I don't have it, but I'm
it's
down.
It's free.
Okay, yeah, and it's
on
Xbox. Yeah, we got an Xbox at our house, so.
Think about it.
Yeah, yeah. I've never played Warzone. It sounds a lot different than Spyro.
Me and Jeremiah play every Saturday. Yeah, we play. We'll add you to the roster if you like it. On my friend's list.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We'll add you to the roster.
Sundays
yeah.
You play?
I play every.
Every day you play? Yeah, I think I have one of the every days off.
More than I
but
should.
I don't know if I'll be good at that, but
it's not about that. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I camp.
And you wear your headset.
I hide half the time.
okay. So, we'll just both be hiding the whole time.
I set booby traps. Yeah, I hide and set booby traps. I set proximity mines and I hide.
You
the corner.
Play the game how you would play in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. Cowardice.
That's how I would hide.
Cowardice.
And,
I'm a coward.
So smart.
But it is, but people frown upon that.
Hell yeah.
It's the opposite of courage.
I love playing it. It's fun though. And people jump in the chat and I get to talk to people and yeah.
So when do you Twitch again?
Twitch, it's twitch.com/literallysassy. And I stream Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Monday nights at 5 p.m.
Okay, dude. It was that flew by.
Yeah.
I think once I discovered the Arizona connection, I'm like, oh, dude. It like tripped me out when I saw your phone number. I'm like, she's from Arizona. I'm like, okay, we're talking.
Now
for
we
like
got something to talk about.
8 hours. Yeah. All right. So thanks for tuning in. Oh, I forgot. I met a Uber driver who has a side hustle. He sent me. So definitely check out Pop's Original Beef Jerky. Go to Pop's Original Beef Jerky 94. That's his Instagram, and it's his father's recipe. So definitely,
wow.
Yeah, check that out. I told him he sent me a whole thing. I go, hey, if you want me to shout you out, you know, I like awesome. Yeah, so he's a cool guy. And so
everybody got a dream out
so
here.
So check out Pop's Original Beef Jerky. He sent me a whole box. I ate all of it. This is what I have left. This is what I have left. Get the spicy one. It's delicious. But this is the original recipe, okay? Go to stevieweebyshow.com for any merch. Just know that the shipment might be delayed because of COVID and all that. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros. And again, we'll be in Austin, Texas, somewhere in September. I'll let y'all know. Moon Tower. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, it's a really great festival.
It is?
Yeah. It's highly respected. It's a lot of fun. Okay. You're going to get a lot of cool people there.
Yeah. Shout out to, I'm excited because Daniel Johnston is from Austin. Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to check out the mural.
My boyfriend loves him, and he introduced me to him.
Rest
He's great.
Peace. Rest in peace. Go to Stevie Weeb, Instagram/QUANGOU, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for all my music. We do have... Patreon.com/ScissorBros. We have a new thing. So, again, on Warzone, if you sign up for that top tier, we'll play. We play every week with our patrons.
That's awesome.
That's cool, right?
Oh yeah.
We do have a PO box too, which I need to check the. I haven't been in a while. But if you want to send any fan mail or packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Did we make an hour?
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, that was sick.
Thank you so much.
Hey, dude, play a little trumpet on maybe a note.
You
want to
spit?
Yeah, and then, no, I'm good. I'm good.
You
want
freestyle?
No, I'm good. just one more.
Yeah, no.
Okay, sustain ready? It. My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry were techers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the west, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull and pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground, freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of thrones delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Holding proud at your door, venture off like Cousteau. Is there enough or below? Would you get plowed in snow with your